time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Spencer Soper. Amazon's Prime Day getting off to a little slow start this year. Sales are down almost 14% in the first 4 hours compared to last year. Spencer, do you think some of the luster has worn off, or are people just kind of tired of spending?
Yeah, it's really hard to draw any conclusions because Amazon's 4 days this year, and it was 2 days last year. So, last year's event had a more of a sense of urgency, like, oh, that's a good deal, let me buy it now before it's gone. Whereas now there's more of a sense of, oh, that looks nice, let me see if the price drops even more or something like that. You know, it's more of a treasure hunt period.
That's what I was wondering, too. You've got twice as many days to shop, so maybe people are just waiting it out.
Yeah, and then that raises the risk of cart abandonment. You know, life goes on, and maybe you forget about that thing you were looking at. It is kind of a gamble, risk that Amazon's taking this year by prolonging the event. But what they're seeing is competitors like Target and Walmart offering their own longer events. I think Walmart's deals is like 6 days, and Target has an entire week of deals, and these are all kind of overlapping.
Yeah, Amazon's pretty good about reminding you that you have something in your cart, though. And I wondered, at this point, is this a good way of determining what shopper loyalty is? Because, like you said, there's a Costco sale, there's a Walmart sale, there's a Target sale. And sometimes, you just don't have the energy to go shop and check all the websites.
Yeah, there's a fatigue factor in terms of comparison shopping, and it's going to vary by category. You know, if you're shopping several hundred dollars on a big ticket item, you're going to shop around. Whereas if you're buying some cheese and crackers for your kid's summer camp lunchbox, you're not going to be as vigilant. A lot of it is about loyalty and cooking in that loyalty and reminding people, hey, you pay $140 a year for Prime membership. We're going to make sure that we give you access to deals. And that's where, it's in the eye of the beholder if the deals measure up or not.
How important is this to Amazon? I was wondering whether this was a chance for people to get a jump, circumvent the potential tariffs.
Yeah, I don't think shoppers really think that way. Unless, again, it is a big ticket item like a car or something or an appliance, they might try to. But otherwise, this is generally just a summer sale. People are out of money and inflation battered, and so they are likely just stocking up on essentials. That seems to be what people are gravitating toward and where the most competition is between retailers like Amazon, Walmart, and Target is for that grocery spend as opposed to the big electronics purchase.
Do we remember what happened last year on Prime Days, how the sales went?
That's a great question. It's a blur to me. I know they think they did okay. A lot of it for Amazon isn't so much their overall sales on one particular day or not. It's really about selling more Prime memberships and retaining existing members, making sure people renew their membership as you head into the critical holiday season. That's the key measure of this for Amazon, is how many new Prime members do we sign up and how many Prime members do we retain?
And one last thing, how important is this for them versus leading up to, holiday sales?
How important is this in terms of leading up to holiday sales?
How important are these sales compared to what we would see in the holiday season?
Well, I mean, people are going to spend more over the holidays, but these are still critical sales, and it's also a good way to take the pulse of consumer sentiment heading into the holidays, so you can do some planning around where the appetite is around events like this.
Spencer, thanks so much for the analysis. That is Bloomberg's Spencer Soper. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.